Q&A with the Christ Mind. Question 13. Can you elaborate on the importance of our natal charts and the different influences and energies that transits in astrology bring? Answer. As I have shared with you before, it is appropriate to say that the soul chooses to enter into a field of energy that has a certain flavour to it. And that flavour is the matrix of vibrations that makes up the energy field of creation in the dimension that you're entering at the time of your birth. Nothing arises by accident. And those children that delay their birth or speed it up are simply trying to, shall we say, get to the train station before it leaves. They don't want to be too late or too early because they've already decided which car they're going to be sitting in. And why? Because when they do so, they create for themselves a certain flavour, a certain sphere of energy, a certain creative matrix, certain fields of energies that set up the learning situations within their own consciousness. Then they attract the situations, the friends, the relationships that can express what you would call this, the flushing up of those energies that the soul is choosing to explore and play with and master. It's really not all that complex. It's very, very simple. The danger comes when the mind looks upon its intellectual understanding of those matrices, those fields of energy, those certain flavours, and believes that the power is in them. That is like a carpenter suddenly becoming deluded and looking at the hammer and the saw on the table, and then sitting back and waiting for the hammer and saw to build the house. Take up the tools. Take up the qualities that make up your beingness, that even influence how the genes of the body generate energy, how they digest foods, all of the preferences and likes and dislikes, and begin to see these things as symbolic. What energies am I choosing to experience? Why do I hate the country so much and love the city? Why do I hate the city so much and love the country? Why do I love the snow and hate the sun? Why do I love the sun and hate the snow? These are energies, matrices, fields, sandboxes in which you are playing. But your role, your goal, is to transcend and master those energies, not to be mastered by them, not to wait for them to dictate to you what choices you will make. To come into this world and master this world means to embrace all of the matrices, the fields of energy that dance and play and dance and play amongst themselves and create the interwebbing of relationships we have spoken of prior. And to learn of these things, to cultivate an awareness of how they work so that you can master and direct them rather than the other way around. And ultimately, mastery is achieved when you have perfected the gifts that are seemingly dictated by your chart. And then you transcend it completely by resting into that mind which forever transcends all manifestation. For those that would use the language of astrology, the window of astrology, we would say to be very, very careful. Are you looking to your intellectual understanding for the power you believe is there and giving your power to that understanding? Or are you merely allowing yourself to see certain patterns, to get a flavour for certain possibilities, inclinations, so that you can bring awareness to them and refine your mastery of them? Dictate the effects of your astrological chart. Do not let the astrological chart dictate the effects you experience.